And for the people living in FEMA trailers along the Gulf Coast, rich and poor alike, washing clothes has become a real chore. The storm surge from Katrina destroyed most of the laundromats. NPR's Noah Adams sent this story from the Mississippi coast.
They had a Mardi Gras parade on a Sunday afternoon in the city of Waveland. And one of the bright spots these days is a new laundromat right on the parade route. 30 washers, 30 dryers. And in Hancock County, with 8,500 FEMA trailers, that's worth cheering about. I talked with a laundromat customer. Karen Eccles is here from Texas. She's a master technician. She repairs FEMA trailers, and she lives in one. In these travel trailers, you can cook breakfast, take a semblance of a shower, but you'll have to find a washer and dryer someplace else.
This is great because it's clean. It's plenty of room for everybody. Last week I was here, I left one pair of brand new pants in the dryer, and I came back the next morning, and they were here, and they were $40 britches. I thought, I was washing them for a friend. I told the lady when I picked them up that, oh, somebody's blessed, and she said, yes, you are. And I said, yeah, that's true. It's been really rough finding a place to wash clothes.
Karen Eccles is one of the many out-of-town professionals or volunteers who live week to week in Hancock County, helping rebuild after the storm surge and tornadoes that came with Katrina. In the community of Diamond Head, Missy Smolke works in a small laundromat, washing and drying clothes. They charge $1.25 a pound.
We pretty much wash bulk laundry for the Army Corps Engineers, the National Forestry, guys from out of DuPont. A lot of the guys get here earlier than we do, so they just drop their laundry off at the door with their name and phone number in it, and we'll bring it in, weigh it, wash it, dry it, fold it, and call them when it's done.
Rod Wheeler is doing his own laundry. He's waiting for his clothes to finish. He comes here once a week.
I'm having a new house built, and I'm just waiting for that to finish up so I can get back to, having my own washer and dryer.
You have a FEMA travel trailer?
No, I bought my own. I couldn't wait for FEMA.
So, do you look forward to coming once a week?
Or? It's a chore. It takes you back about 30 years.
Out on a country road, Alan Cole is making progress on his new home. He lives in a trailer, too. He has a washer and dryer outside, under the overhang of his old garden shed.
This actually come out of my house, which had 5.5 foot on the second floor. And 3 weeks after the storm, I pulled them out of the house, hooked up temporary power and that when they got us power, hooked water up to them, and it worked, the washing machine. I said, just by chance, let me try the dryer. And unbelievably, it worked. We started out in buckets and barrels, but we got them working after they got us power, and they've been working since then, now 6 months.
And now there are free laundromats in Hancock County, several of them. A charitable foundation from Utah has set up 14 washers, 14 dryers at its site on Waveland Beach. Even the soap is free. And a few miles away, a Baptist church has a new laundromat in a building next to the VFW. Inside, I found a very busy Elizabeth Reisch. Usually, she's a house painter. Since the storm, she's been cleaning them out. It's dirty and muddy work. She loves this new laundry, but the hours are short.
This closes at 5, you know, and this is the only day to even do anything. It's Sunday, and there's still no time to wash here, so I don't know.
How much you got to do?
About 8 loads. You know, with kids and all, and the way you got to work out here with the mud and all, you know, you got no choice. But, you know, so muddy. Once you get, and then what cold, once you get muddy, you can't stay out there in that weather. You got to go change again and put dry clothes on because you'll get sick if you don't.
Well, it's great you got something free here.
I thank God. I didn't even know they had this until 2 weeks ago. And I thank God that somebody from the Boy Scouts from Tennessee come down and built this for us.
Here in Hancock County, Mississippi, back in the first weeks of last September, lots of people had no clothes to wash, let alone machines. And now, especially for those who stay in the trailers, clean laundry will continue to be a matter of quarters and community. Noah Adams, NPR News.